Listen to this poem, if poem it is.
Woven silk pyjamas exchanged for blue quartz. Waxy and quivering, jocks fumble pizza. Sexy zebras just prowl and vie for quick, hot matings. Judges vomit. Few quiz pharynx block. Quick, wafting zephyrs vex, bold Jim.
Right. Now link the music to the words. In fact, you've heard the answer already. Now to that very big question. Is English, by its nature, a playful language? Guy Deutscher is a linguist and honorary research fellow at the School of Languages, Linguistics and Culture at the University of Manchester.
It's definitely a legitimate question whether it is a significant factor in bringing about the well-known playfulness, wit, irony and so on of the English. We know that one's mother tongue sadly can affect the way one thinks and it can affect aspects of the culture. It's a very reasonable thing to ask whether humour or wit is one of those areas where the properties of the language itself affects thought and culture.
But does the way we speak somehow shape who we are? French prides itself on clarity. German has a reputation for orderliness. Italian for beauty. Orthodox linguistics says that the basis of all language grammar is somehow hardwired and that the structural diversity of world languages is irrelevant, superficial. We all, whatever language we speak, carry the same mental toolkit, so we shape our language rather than our language shaping us. To challenge this, a game. You must call anything you mention, any noun, Mr. or Miss. Would you like a nice Miss Steak and Mr. Chips? Or should male plurals be messes? Messes trousers? It seems foreign. And of course it is. More than half the world does this without thinking, including Guy Deutscher, whose mother tongue is Hebrew.
So for me, a bed is feminine, a table is masculine, a bird is feminine no matter what, you know, the accidents of its anatomy are. Poets of languages with gender systems like this have drawn on these chains of associations that are in some sense imposed on the speakers by the language in their imagery. When Baudelaire, for example, talks in his poem about the man and the sea, there's no way that you can transfer the associations that he creates in the French where the man is masculine and the sea is feminine. It's clearly playing on the relation between a man and a woman. And this definitely shows that there are idiosyncrasies of each language which affects the way that the speakers think.
So a feature of gendered language makes people think and feel in a particular way. And in that example, the proof emerges in poetry.
So in theory, one could ask whether there are any idiosyncrasies about English that encourage its particular playfulness.
Tony Ogard, author of the Oxford Guide to Word Games and other related titles, got interested in the subject when he worked at that great lexicographical coalface, the Oxford English Dictionary.
I think there's a link between writing dictionaries and getting involved in word games because you see, in a way, the intricacies of words once you start looking at words, trying to define them, trying to find out what they mean, but also looking at their history. Probably because we started with the Saxons and then we built upon that from various borrowings from other countries.
So English's famous size and diversity, its hunger for new words, makes it a playful language. Perhaps.